You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Jennifer Taylor, owner of Tailored Events by Jennifer, that specializes in weddings and events in Washington State, Northwest destinations, and Maui. Jennifer, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, why have a destination wedding?
Well, there's many reasons. One is, and the first one, the honeymoon starts right away. You get married, you're right there on the, you know, on the beach. The honeymoon can start, you're right there. You don't have to go to hotel, take a long flight, you're already there. So that's the number one reason why you should have a destination wedding.
And that makes perfect sense. And why Maui? Why is that a hot spot?
You know, I'm on the West Coast. So from the West Coast, most of the major airports have direct flights to Maui. And it's for the most part, a five-hour flight. So the weather there is always near perfect. There's many places to get married besides the beach, including historic venues, even spots next to lava fields. You can get married any day of the week, which is great. And you can keep the wedding small, by only inviting who you want, not who your family thinks you should invite.
And that's a nice feature. What should be brought on a destination wedding?
Well, you know, there's a great website. It's called herpackinglist.com. And she's got a great list for this destination wedding packing. And, you know, number one thing is your wedding dress. But make sure, you know, that you have your bathing suits, you have your cover-ups, you have a small emergency kit. Even though you are doing a destination wedding, you still have those emergencies that pop up. Flip-flops, anything, your wedding band, your vows. And if you have a large enough wedding that you're doing a seating chart, you definitely want to have that with you.
And give us your perspective on hotels versus events venues.
You know, hotels are the first place that most couples are looking for when they're looking at a destination wedding. And many hotels are offering packages that include everything you need for a wedding. And then reception there at the hotel, whether it's an in-house restaurant or one of their banquet facilities. Everything's on property. So the hotels are a great option if you're seeking ease of use. Venues are great because most of them are going to be right on the water. They're a little more private. So you're able to get ready there, have your friends over, have your family over. You can bring your own wedding professionals. So if you have somebody you love, your own photographer on the mainland, it's the time they can come with you over there. You just need to check with the venue to see if you'll need to rent chairs or tables if they have a restricted catering list.
Today, we're joined by Jennifer Taylor, owner of Tailored Events by Jennifer, that specializes in weddings and events in Washington State, Northwest destinations, and Maui here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. When a couple is considering a beach wedding, talk to us about the beach permits and what's required there.
Yeah, this is different than, you know, if you're going down to, you know, to Mexico, or even some places, you know, on the West Coast with beaches, is the beaches on the Hawaiian Islands are all public property. So they are run by the state. So they do require permits. So the cost of a permit is usually 10 cents a square foot, with a minimum being $20. The maximum is a 2-hour permit time. That includes setup and tear down. Attendee limits, they do have a little bit of that. They are with your vendors or with your professionals. You can't really exceed 25 people. So they do require, if you're looking for a larger amount of people coming and watching you get married on the beach, they do require that you get in touch with them to see if there's anything, any other options. And then there's restrictions, no alcoholic beverages, no structures. And that includes arches and bows and chairs and all of that. And then there's also on Maui, and I'm sure they're on the other islands, there's some beaches that are restricted, that you're not allowed to even get married or have pictures on the beach. So one of the big ones is Kaanapali Beach, which a lot of people go to. It's a fabulous beach. But imagine if you were there and there was 20 weddings going on all day. So that's why they restrict it. But, you know, not to say that you can't get married on the beach. You just need to be aware that there is some permitting that the state requires.
Tell us more about Maui and its personality.
You know, what's fun about Maui is that each area of the island has a personality. So Central Maui is where the airport is. It's really the hub of the island. The county seat is right there. Costco is right there. So if you come into Maui, most people go to Costco right away. And so it's really the island shopping district. West Maui, from Lahaina up to Kapalua, is really the hub of the island activity. That's where the original Kaanapali was the original area that people went to go to hotels. So all the hotels, restaurants, all the activities, the harbors there, you can take boating tours, whale watching tours, all of that. And then South Maui, which starts in Kihei and extends down to McKenna, is the drier part of Maui. It's the second largest tourist area. It's also known for many of the condos. Wailea is home to the Four Seasons, the Waldorf Astoria. You know, Britney Spears stays at the Grand Wailea there. Paris Hilton, because the Waldorf Astoria is a Hilton property. So you do get a little more of the higher end, a little more of the celebrity that go to that part of it. And then finally, the North Shore upcountry and Hana. Hana is like going back to Old Maui. You do have to take the road to Hana with all the curves, but it is beautiful, and it is also a unique spot. A beautiful hotel out there. And you do have the seclusion of being in Old Hawaii.
Why should a couple choose tailored events?
So getting married on Hawaii is an experience of a lifetime, particularly if you're, you know, you're looking at Maui. You need to make sure that you're looking for an experienced destination wedding planner to make sure that nothing is overlooked. I have longstanding relationships with both hotels, venues, and wedding professionals, so you know that they've been vetted and they're true professionals, and we know the island.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Tailored Events by Jennifer online and how they can be in touch as well?
So they can reach me at 425-949-5950, or they can go to the website, which is Tailored, T-A-Y-L-O-R-D, events by jen.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners?
You know, the tip is you do have to plan for weather. We were just there recently, and they've been having lots of rain. So it does go through quickly, but you do have to keep that in mind. It may be paradise, but you do have to worry about a couple raindrops from time to time. So just make sure you do have a backup plan.
Jennifer, certainly a pleasure to have had you. Wish you all the best and continued success to Tailored Events by Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Jennifer Taylor, owner of Tailored Events by Jennifer, that specializes in weddings and events in Washington State, Northwest Destinations, and Maui. And once again, the website of reference and for information is tailoredeventsbyjen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.